Earth, sky.
We have to focus, the world needs to focus on trying to find sustainable solutions that can go to scale, that can impact the lives of ideally billions of people impacted by these negative issues. And that's really at the heart of what we're trying to do in a small way. It's just one organization.
You're listening to Simon Bishop of the Shell Foundation, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Bishop talked to us about energy poverty, a lack of access to basic energy services such as electricity or clean and efficient cooking fuels. That's the situation for 2 to 3 billion of Earth's nearly 7 billion inhabitants. He also said the way the world produces and uses energy, both today and in the future, touches on complex issues, including poverty, the environment, human health, and climate change. He spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Mr. Bishop, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Shell Foundation. What is it, and how will it help the world create a new energy future?
So the Shell Foundation is an independent charity that was set up by Shell, a company, in 2000. And we focus on global poverty and environmental challenges with a link to energy and globalization. And if you think about that a little bit more, if you think that there are between 2 and 3 billion people in the world who don't have access to basic energy services such as electricity or efficient, clean fuels for cooking their food, that's the kind of thing that we sort of try and tackle.
So give us an overview. What are the important events happening today that influence how the world produces its energy?
Let me give you a couple of examples. Every single day, half the world's population, 3 billion people, cook their food on open fires and traditional stoves, burning things like wood and dung, anything they can get their hands on. So the challenge is, how can we help those people cook more effectively? Why do we want to do that? Well, one, there's a climate change angle to this. Half the world's population burning things is not helpful. But there's also a significant health angle to this. The smoke they inhale kills around 1.5 million people every year. So when you talk about energy challenges and big events going on, we feel that one of the most important areas that requires focus is access to energy for those 2 or 3 billion people who don't have that access, and that's what we focus on.
Tell us a little bit more about what the Shell Foundation does, its role as a non-governmental organization. How does that help it catalyze change in industry and society in how energy is produced?
Well, I think if you look at the history of foundations and you look at where they've had the greatest impact in society, I think the biggest thing they can do is perhaps take risks that others can't. And that allows them to try out new things, try out new technologies, try out new solutions in a way that others can't. You know, governments have to be accountable to taxpayers. Of course, foundations are accountable to their board of trustees. And of course, we don't want to fritter our money away. But perhaps, you know, we have that freedom to take risks with our money and with not just our money, but our skills as well, in a way that other organizations can't. And I think that's probably the greatest value add that we can have for society. So, for example, if you look at the energy challenge, let's take one of the organizations we support, an organization called Husk Power Systems. This organization takes rice husks, which are waste material, and it turns them into electricity. Now, if you're living in, let's say, Bihar, one of the poorest states in India, which doesn't have a government-run large-scale electricity grid, where many, many villages are therefore dark, they literally don't have electricity. If you can take a byproduct that they use, they have locally because they're growing rice, and you can turn that into electricity and then supply it on local grids, this is a huge step forward for those local populations. If you can take that and start replicating it across Bihar and then across other parts of the world that don't have electricity, then you can really start to make a difference to people's lives. But that organization, Haas Power Systems, it was struggling to find financing. Many banks looked at it and decided it was too risky a venture. And that's where Shell Foundation was able to step in and help it get going.
What future do you see for foundations as agents for change in how energy is produced and used?
I think foundations have a huge role to play as a change agent. The energy challenge the world faces is enormous. You could argue it's one of the biggest challenges it's ever faced. And as populations grow and they become wealthier, the energy challenge is only going to become bigger in the coming years. So foundations can play a role in perhaps trying out new solutions, new ideas to the energy challenge, or to help solve the energy challenge that other organizations can't do because they can't be as risky as foundations. They can't take risks with their money, with their resources in the same way that foundations can. And I think that is the crucial role that foundations can play.
What's the most important thing you want people today to know about the Shell Foundation and creating a new energy future?
I think we have to go back to what I've just talked about, that scale issue. We have to focus, the world needs to focus on trying to find sustainable solutions that can go to scale, that can impact the lives of ideally billions of people impacted by these negative issues. And that's really at the heart of what we're trying to do in a small way. It's just one organization, but we hope through our activities, through our efforts, others will see what we're doing and will jump on the bandwagon and will also try to go to scale either with their own initiatives or by taking ones that we've proven and starting to replicate them around the world so that we can impact as many people's lives as possible.
You've been listening to Simon Bishop with the Shell Foundation. It's an independent charity set up by the Shell Oil Company in the year 2000. They focus on global poverty and environmental challenges as they relate to energy. This podcast was made possible in part by Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.